This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A two-day international conference on Iraq's political future at an Egyptian resort has ended. Attending were all of Iraq's neighbors, along with the UN Secretary General and diplomats from several European nations. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who represented the United States, says he had, quote, rather direct talks with the Syrian foreign minister about the need to secure Syria's long border with Iraq. Stemming the cross-border flow of fighters, arms, and money was a major topic of discussion at the meeting. Powell also held talks on the Mideast peace process, focusing on practical measures to support Palestinian elections. NPR's Peter Kenyon is at the conference in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. Peter, it sounds like Colin Powell is concerned that Syria is not doing enough to control its border with Iraq.
Well, Renee, by the standards of diplomatic language, discussing something rather directly suggests a fairly stern conversation. Powell said he discussed with Syrian Foreign Minister Farouk Sharah the U.S. desire to see more done to prevent the flow of terrorists and weapons and finances across that border. He said Syria had taken some steps, but there's a lot more, he said, that they can do. He suggested close attention would be paid to how Syria responds in the near future during these key weeks when U.S. and Iraqi forces are trying both to put down the insurgency and set up scheduled elections. Earlier, we heard from Syrian and Iranian officials from the other big border with Iraq that there will be a meeting in Tehran later this month where the various interior ministers will get together and try and hammer out some specific agreements.
And how confident did Colin Powell show himself to be that elections can be held in Iraq by the announced date of January 30th?
Well, we've been hearing from a number of Arab countries whether it might not be better to delay if you can't have everybody voting, such as in Fallujah. There were a lot of comments about comprehensive elections being preferable to timekeeping. But Secretary Powell said no one had made that suggestion directly to him, and he thought he'd heard a solid consensus to move ahead. He acknowledged a lot of hard work lying ahead, putting down the insurgency, educating, organizing Iraqis into political parties, setting up the infrastructure of a nationwide election. But so far he's joining with Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari in saying the goal remains elections by the end of January.
And what was the Iraqi reaction to this meeting? Satisfied with the outcome?
I would say very much so, because part of it is just having them back on the diplomatic playing field in the post-Saddam era, even before they have a duly elected government. And they were a success by that measure. The Iraqis were deeply involved, sought out by the media, even though a number of their neighbors view them with suspicion as being too close to the Americans. Zebari did admit in his portion of a news conference today, however, that on the important issue of the heavy bloodshed in this country and the way the militaries are responding to that, for example, in Fallujah, there was no consensus. He said there was a lot of discussion. A number of delegates complained about the heavy toll. Others said, of course, you've got to put down these insurgents or you can never move forward. In the end, all the final statement spoke about was respect for human rights, avoiding excessive force and civilian casualties. But that was a lot milder than what critics such as Syria and Iran wanted. The statement was quite a bit more positive on elections. Everyone here says they want to see Iraqis cast ballots, have a new constitution, and then fresh elections by the end of 2005.
Were there any signs at the end of this meeting of concrete commitments from any of these 20 nations to help stabilize Iraq?
Well, a lot of that seems to have been left for follow-up meetings. It was mostly wishes and desires here, aside, of course, from outside of this, the 80% of Iraq's debt being rescheduled. But the problem for Iraq now is they're under such a tight timeline to put down the insurgency and set up elections that if something isn't done soon, it may be too late.
Thanks very much. NPR's Peter Kenyon at Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.